Listener production.
Morning, it's Lee Jollo. Concerns for Bendigo woman Amber Lee this morning. The 39-year-old was last seen on Barnard Street but may have travelled to Melbourne. She's described as being 174 centimetres tall, average build, with blonde hair and brown eyes. A picture of Amber Lee has gone up on the Bendigo Police iWatch page. Call them if you know where she is. Optus customers should be noticing better connection in Bendigo. The telco switching on a new 5G-enabled tower in the CBD today. And Optus Northern Victoria's Matt Connell says locals will notice the difference.
This will provide better coverage for the CBD businesses and residents as well. This tower does have 5G on the site. It's also 4G as well.
A fresh push to get locals to donate blood. It's World Cancer Day tomorrow, shining light on the lesser-known fact that more than 10,000 donations are needed every week to support cancer patients. Lifeblood spokesperson Shay Burns says now's the time to save the life of someone near you.
The Bendigo Donor Centre is needing, on average, about 26 more people each day throughout February. We're open Monday to Saturday and just really encourage our local community to give us a call on 13 14 95.
And coaches will replace Bendigo trains for all or part of journeys tonight. The changes will also take place on Echuca and Swan Hill lines. It's all due to Melbourne Airport rail works. To sport now, and mental health is getting just as much attention as physical health at Sandhurst Football Netball Club, and it's earned the club a national award. The Dragons are runners-up in the Alcohol and Drug Foundation's Good Sports Awards after launching a mental health program in 2020. Club president Mark O'Farrell says players are reaping the benefits on and off the field.
We believe that where our playing group is now is significantly improved than where they were 3 years ago. And that's just purely as a result of the efforts of the programs we've run.